Indians catcher Yan Gomes, our guest as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona, as our week continues from the Indian Spring Training Facility. Yan, great to have you on. Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Well, there's a lot of excitement about this baseball team this year, both externally, people following the team on the national scene, and certainly internally. Just talk about that feeling in the clubhouse, the anticipation that everybody has for this upcoming year.
It's from day one coming in, when pitchers and catchers reported, we got to see a lot of people report. You know, seeing a lot of people report early definitely gets a nice feeling. You know, everybody's pretty happy to be here, and I mean, we got pretty much the whole team back with some additions. We're just excited to keep going what we did last year.
How anxious were you to get in here and get started, especially coming off a very good season?
Thank you. It was mostly just watching the World Series and watching the Royals being right up there. You know, that could have very well have been us. So we're right there. I think we actually did a pretty good job against them last year. So I think if we just get hot at the right time, we'll be all right.
Well, let's talk about your season in 2014, a real breakout year, especially on the offensive side, a Silver Slugger Award winner. Just how did that happen? What was the process where all of a sudden your offensive game really took off?
It's kind of hard to say, but, you know, I got to, you know, thank Ty Van Barkley and Matt Quatraro. They're our hitting coaches. They definitely spent a lot of time with me in the cages, especially, you know, I would come in early, try to get it out of the way just so I could, you know, go worry about the pitching stuff and try to get some scouting report in. But, you know, they put up with me, and they did a tremendous job, just our scouting report.
Yan, is that something you always felt you had the potential to do, the capability to do, to be a real terrific offensive player as well?
I've always felt like I was a pretty good hitting catcher, but I try to focus more on my defense. And it's funny, once you start doing that, the hitting comes because you're not thinking so much about it.
Talk a little bit about the staff that you work with. A Cy Young Award winner in Corey Kluber, Carlos Carrasco, a new guy coming in this year in Gavin Floyd. But just talk about how you look at this Indian staff in 2015.
I mean, just to throw out there, I mean, Corey Kluber and Carlos Carrasco, I mean, it was an unbelievable job both of them did. I mean, obviously Kluber won the Cy Young Award. You know, it's kind of a tremendous honor being somewhat part of that. And then Carrasco, what he did in the second half was amazing.
You know, he lights out.
Yeah, if he could just put up, you know, anywhere near that, we'll be all right. But then seeing the process and the progress of you know, Trevor Bauer, you know, just seeing him develop and, you know, starting to get to know himself a little bit. You know, we've had talks here, so we're really excited about what's going on.
Tell our listeners just how much fun it is to sit behind the plate and catch a guy like Kluber or Carrasco when they're on like they're on. That's got to be a blast just sitting back there going, whatever I put down, these guys are going to hit the zone.
I mean, both of them have a lot of hit and miss pitches, so it doesn't really – even if I put the wrong sign down, they're still going to – you know, it's still going to be a good pitch.
How often do they shake you off?
I mean, with that kind of stuff doesn't really bother me, but because then we try to sit down and we're usually on the same page. I think they trust me enough to whatever I'm putting down, but hey, if they're shaking me off, they have a good reason for it.
No doubt about it. Again, we're talking with Indians catcher Yan Gomes as he joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. So let's transition now to this 2015 season. Have you set, first of all, some personal goals for yourself? Is that how you enter spring training?
No, I mean, I don't set goals. I don't try to limit myself. You know, same thing with last year. I didn't limit myself or set a goal to win the Silver Slugger. I just try to come in mainly, I guess, if you want to put a goal, I think just to stay healthy. You know, I think that's the most important thing throughout the year. If you can stay healthy, play every game, I think things are going to show up.
And certainly to a man, as I've talked to everybody here in Goodyear, the goal is to get back to October baseball where you were in 2013. You've had a taste of that now.
Absolutely. I mean, just seeing the crowd that year in 2013 in that wild card game was unbelievable. I mean, I'm going out there to stretch or to warm up Salazar, and, you know, we're already got probably – as much fans as we
had
all year,
yeah.
You know. It was exciting. You know, I think we all got a little taste of it, and we're bringing in a couple guys that have had, you know, some type of success in the postseason with Brandon Moss with the A's. He's been in the playoffs a couple of years. So we're excited just to bring in the knowledge, and we're, you know, kind of like what it takes to get there a little more.
And one final question for you. You talk about new guys. When you bring a new pitcher in, like Gavin Floyd, how does that getting to know each other process work between a pitcher and a catcher? Do you sit down with Gavin? Do you kind of pick his brain and he picks yours? That's a very special relationship between a pitcher and a catcher.
I think right now I'm trying to make it as natural as it can, you know, not trying to just sit down and talk about baseball with him. I try to get to know him. You know, he's got, you know, a kid on the way. So I try to get to really personal level with him. And that's what I try to get with most of the pitching staff, you know, even with Trevor Bauer, you know, I try to get with them on a personal level just so we're really comfortable with each other and we try to learn. And, you know, from now, he's an unbelievable guy. You know, I'm excited what he's going to bring to our rotation, not just on the field but off the field.
And a real veteran presence to this
staff. Absolutely. And I mean, even though we, you know, Corey Kluber, you know, won the Cy Young, I think everybody needs a veteran presence in the rotation.
No doubt. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Congratulations on a great season last year. Let's hope your success continues in 2015.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jan. Jan Gomes joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona as part of our Wahoo Week coverage.